The book titled A Crime in Ramallah talks about life in post-Oslo Ramallah and the sexual experiences of a young university student coming from a rural Palestinian village. The Palestinian General Attorney's decision to ban a novel has brought mixed reactions, some in support and some against. Amid this controversy is Abbad Yahya, the author of the banned novel. Yahya resides in Ramallah but is currently abroad on a business trip. I spoke to him on Skype, but he has asked that his location not be disclosed. His trip abroad was supposed to last only a few days, but after the decision of the General Attorney's actions and a vicious campaign on social media, Yahya is not sure if it is safe anymore to come back to Ramallah.
People's opinions remain respected and appreciated, and they have a right to express their opinions. But as long as it doesn't cross the boundaries and become threat attacks and sharp rhetoric, which might have consequences, especially in light of the spread of extremism nowadays. This may resonate in social media, but the real worry is the official stance, which has set a precedent.
PA security forces also snatched the distributor of the novel, Fuad Akliq, while walking in town with his wife and children. Akliq told us he was detained and questioned in Ramallah for several hours before being released.
The reader alone decides the fate of the book and the worthiness of an author, or lack of it, and not the judiciary. There shouldn't be censorship on literature, and I reject this.
The ban of the novel reached all bookstores in Palestine but not East Jerusalem, where copies are quickly running out of stock. The PA security has no jurisdiction in Jerusalem. I visited a Ramallah bookstore and asked Wissam, the bookstore employee, about what the police had told him when it came to confiscate the novel.
The official letter we were presented with stated that the novel is in contradiction with public morals and that it contains offensive material. They have confiscated the only remaining copy.
Naila Khalil, a Palestinian journalist and a civil liberties activist, was wholly disappointed with the General Attorney's ban and said that Palestine's ratification of so many treaties that promotes human rights, including the freedom of the press and freedom of expression, are meaningless and not respected.
The detaining of the distributor of the novel in front of his two daughters, the issuing of a summons against the author, and the confiscation of the copies of the novel clearly shows what the reality is on the ground. And the claim that the sky is the limit for freedom is false, and the ratified treaties on human rights are not being respected.
This is not the first time that the PA bans printed material. In the 1990s, following the signing of the Oslo Accords, PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat banned some publications of the late Edward Said. RFI contacted the General Attorney, but he refused to comment, only saying that the issue is under investigation. The Palestinian Minister of Culture has defied the ban and wrote on his Facebook page that the censorship has encouraged him all the more to read the novel. Ibrahim Husseini, RFI, Ramallah.